A lot of parents these days can be protective of their children, maybe even overprotective. They weren't always.
My parents, they would let us out the back door and we would wander around into the forest. And as long as we were home by lunch or supper, everything was okay.
This is Gaver Tully. He encourages children to do dangerous things. And he recently spoke with the host of the TED Radio Hour, Guy Raz.
As Gaver tells it, it was a pivotal moment.
Where I was sitting around a table with some friends from the office at a corporate Christmas party. We had all just been talking about the kinds of adventures we'd had as children, tromping around in the woods by ourselves, getting poison oak and bruising our shins. And then I asked them, how are you making sure that your kids have these kinds of experiences? And the immediate and clear response from most of the table was, oh, well, we barely survived childhood. That's hardly appropriate for children today.
So Gaver, half joking, just said maybe he should create a summer camp. You know, borrow his friend's kids and give them the childhood they ought to have.
And by the end of the night, I had five or six kids signed up for a summer camp that didn't actually exist other than in my mind.
Okay, start.
Today, that camp does exist. It's just outside San Francisco. It's called Tinkering School, where kids play with saws, pocket knives, and power tools.
And any nails?
Okay. Whew. Yeah, like, what's your release form like? It's got to be like 25 pages.
To this day, we've never needed much more than a Band-Aid.
Huh.
But the truth is, in an environment where the children realize, like, this is the opposite of being overprotected, we suddenly see the children take much more responsibility for themselves.
What would happen, like, if you didn't let your kids do those things? Like, you produce, like, a boring and dull child?
A boring and dull child who is a consumer rather than a creator in their lives, because injuries are going to happen. Let's not let that fear prevent us from letting children have real and meaningful self-directed experiences. So the fact that one child at a school has a pocket knife and another child isn't ready, we immediately denigrate that positive benefit, which is so hard to measure, which is I've empowered my child and he feels like I trust him with this sharp tool. That's a bond between parent and child that's hard to build without actually giving them responsibility for something that has a little bit of danger.
Gaver Tully. More ideas about growing up this weekend on the TED Radio Hour.